My name is Gabriel. I am an angel that stands in the presence of God. My job is to deliver messages to the children of God. These messages are very important. I would like to tell you a story about the family of Jesus Christ. There was, in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia. Zacharias was a priest and had a wife named Elizabeth. The two were very old. Elizabeth was related to Mary, Jesus' mother. Zacharias worked in the temple from June 13th to June 19th. That is the course of Abia. I appeared to him on the right side of the altar of incense. I know that sometimes that could be scary, but I had to do my job. I had a message for him.
Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth.
This baby, John, was the cousin of Jesus. He would grow to be a powerful servant of God, paving the way for Christ. And Zacharias said to me, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years." I answered him, saying,
"I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings."
Because Zacharias had shaky faith, I had to close his mouth. He would not be able to talk until the baby was born. And it came to pass that, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. Zacharias traveled for a few days and then arrived home. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself for 5 months. It is now November 24th. Elizabeth said this, "Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men." 6 months and a few days after I visited Zacharias, I had to deliver another message. And this one was very, very important. It was now December 25th. In the 6th month after I visited with Zacharias, I was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And I said,
"Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women."
And when she saw me, she was troubled at my saying, and cast in her mind what kind of visit this should be. And I said unto her,
"Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end."
Then Mary said, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And I answered and said unto her,
"The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God."
After this, Mary would hurry to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was carrying John in her belly. Both of them would rejoice and praise God that he chose them to bring forth John the Baptist and Jesus, the Savior of the world. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas.
Hey parents, for additional resources on the dates of Christ's birth, check out the Companion Bible Appendix 179 and the Spotify message titled Christmas, taught by Pastor Randall Crawford Sr. of Bethel House of Truth.